You're listening to the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast, episode 79, No Texting While Spamming.
Talking about virility, first off, QZ.com, it's called Quartz. I've never looked at this website before. I was reading their articles all week. This thing is like really good. I don't even know where it came from. I don't know how I've missed this website my whole life. But I say that because don't do that.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm blowing up my computer.
Which I actually just thought you will have to send me all the articles because I'm going to put them in the podcast.
Yes, just thought I realized that. Hey,
but not right now. I'm loving this. I'm just going.
Oh baby, you've like this
helps that
like
I drove for 12 hours today.
This is like what is it? Space Mountain. Somewhere. Where you're like it's dark out. It's a roller coaster. You don't know which way we're gonna turn next. It's awesome. That's all right. I don't really know where we're going either.
It's cool.
So were you familiar with the internet fad, the Harlem Shake?
Yeah.
That's good. Do you think anybody who's listening to this show, if you're listening to this show and don't know what the Harlem Shake is, number one, click on it and just Google the Harlem Shake.
Just go to none of the trick, if I remember correctly, is to go to YouTube and search for Harlem Shake and then don't move.
Yeah, just let it sit there for a couple of seconds. Except right? That's only really funny if you already know what's supposed to happen.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess that's true. Let's see, is that how that works? It's Harlem Shake. If I just sit there, is this going to work? There are some really bad ones, though, let's be honest.
Oh, most of them are bad.
I'm looking at the front page. The first one looks fine. Third one's horrible. Maybe that's not right. That's the right one. Anyways, yeah, I am aware of said meme.
The Harlem Shake. So, Google charts search terms over time.
Should have done.
Which is fascinating. And somebody made a graph. It was that stretches from 2000. Looks like 2005 to 2012 to current day. And of course, it's like it's completely the term Harlem Shake doesn't even exist on Google. Until, like, 2013. I bought this song. I like it that much. I actually like the song. But I didn't buy Gundam Style, though, which I'm thankful for because it showed up on my Pandora on, like, Thursday. And I was like, how did I ever like this song? This song is so dumb.
I was down in Mexico, in case you didn't know. And, it was kind of weird. The day that we left was like the beginning of spring break for all of the California colleges. Mm-hmm. And apparently San Felipe is like a big place for spring breakers to go. And we had been on the beachfront the beginning part of the week. And it was like a normal place. Completely different a short week later. Just like stands and people and tents. It was transformed. Anyways, they had like music blaring all over the place. And at one point in time, they had the Gangnam Style song going. I mean, these are all English American songs, completely 100% catering to the college students coming down for a spring break. Woo. And I was just like, wow, man, I thought these things were like fake. But no, apparently spring breaks are real.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I suddenly realized that at some point in recent history that I'm going to Cabo in the middle of April, which is like, you know, the classic spring break destination during the classic spring break, which is not intentional, but
cheers to that,
yeah,
huh?
Seriously. Hopefully it'll be enjoyable. I don't know. Anyways, so this is an interesting graph because it just like it explodes all of a sudden. Obviously, it just takes off. Everybody's searching for the Harlem Shake. They're basically saying that this is the fastest that any term Google that has ever shot up except for Whitney Houston after her death. I mean, this one hit big, hit hard. And this is a great article. I actually really suggest you, like, if you're interested in this at all, go and check it out, because it basically gives you the chronology of what happened. How did this thing go viral? So it started in June, on January 30th of 2013. You're right. Thank you. So this.
A year does not sound that fast, if I may interject.
Yeah.
Now, a couple months? Yes.
Yeah. George Miller was this dude. He posts stuff on YouTube. And one of the – he does all sorts of videos. He's got a decent following with a channel. And they basically did a Harlem Shake type thing in the first 19 seconds of one of the videos. And it was, so the video is like supposed to be 30 seconds or whatever it is, but it was the only 19 seconds in this case. February 2nd, somebody, some fans of the show did a stage, another version of it from Australia. And this is the one that is kind of credited with starting the whole thing. By February 3rd, people were, demanding, February 3rd was the Super Bowl. Sorry. February 3rd, there was the 22-second power outage. And during the 22-second power outage, that a lot of people have looked back and said, that's when the biggest marketing was there going on, because everybody got on their phones and started going to Twitter and Facebook. And a lot of the marketing execs who had access to their Twitter accounts started tweeting jokes, and Oreo just had tons of retweets about their jokes and stuff. So there was just, it was viewed as a very, very effective, hey, if you jump onto this, you can just hit it hard and you can get a lot of attention. On February 7th to the 8th, there was this team, called Maker Studios. They're an ad company, and they basically sit on Reddit and look for things that are going pre-viral. And they thought that they realized that this one was going pre-viral, and which I think is interesting, because it basically started on Reddit. And so they did, I don't know if you've seen the one, but it's a big old office. The entire office does a Harlem Shake. Well, this that was that team. They were a marketing team. And so they put together one, and they wanted to see if they couldn't kick it off and get it going. And it had the effect that they wanted it to, because I remember that was the video that I saw that I went, oh, what the heck is this? And then I checked, and then I went into the comments, and I saw the first couple of Harlem Shakes. And that's when I tweeted off the Harlem – I started tweeting about the Harlem Shake. So I got totally drawn into this. The Harlem Shake V2 was actually the one that I've – which was the same Australian kids, but it was – that did the one that's credited with quote-unquote starting it. But this is the one that just got huge numbers that everybody saw. And this is when Bauer, the artist, got involved, and the different labels got involved. This is when YouTube or Google went, something's happening over here. So they started to figure out all the advertising on it. And being allowed to, post these videos with the understanding that all this copyrighted material will be going to, the different people who own the material that own it. By February 10th,
So here's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Which one's your favorite?
Which one's my favorite Harlem Shake?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think – there are three that I really liked. The Harlem Shake V2, which is the Australian kids doing the original, like the one that started it with the helmet and the kind of doing the whole thing. I thought that was hilarious. I because it was just – it's so clearly the first one that kind of like, this is what it's supposed to be. It set the stage. There's one of a couple of firefighters in a fire truck, and the one dude doing it, and then they like all of a sudden it flips to them in crazy costumes.
Yeah, that one's good.
I was crying. I was laughing so hard. And then the other one that I really liked is it's his dad just looking in the red webcam with his son just kind of his really, really young son, look like 4 years old, 3-4 years old. It's kind of goofing off in the background with his head going to the song, and all of a sudden it kicks and they start going. I really liked those three. There was one with a banana. It wasn't called the Harlem Shake. It was called the Banana Shake. And it was like, that one was pretty good too. I think my favorite was the fire truck one though. That one was pretty awesome.
I had two that I really liked. I saw the swimming one, the underwater one. I don't know. That one is just like, okay, that's cool. You know, it was more like an impressive human feat.
Yeah.
And then the concert one.
Which one was the concert one?
Oh, it's crazy. So it starts out and it's like this this guy who's standing on a concert stage, like in the middle of the day, no one else is in there except for him and a person like on the drums, just like fooling around on her phone type of thing, right?
Wait. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It was a guy and a girl are the two artists, right?
Yeah, I think so.
That's awesome. Okay. I was about to tell the story. Go ahead.
Okay, so the guy, he's doing his thing. She's like messing around on the phone, and then when it does a flip, it is a jam-packed stadium with people and lights, and they're going, and you're just like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
A couple weeks ago, I went to the Bill Graham Center in San Francisco and saw the headlining performer was Group Love, but the opening of the show was Icona Pop and Matt and Kim. And in the middle of the song, or in the middle of the Matt and Kim set, we're all sitting there, and all of a sudden the Bower starts, and it's Matt is playing. And I looked at my cousin, I was like, whoa, oh my gosh, this is about to happen. And and it just all of a sudden they drop into.
This was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and like I think they were doing a big concert tour, so I'm sure that the one that I was at wasn't the one that ended up on YouTube, but it was awesome because you're all sitting there and everybody's just kind of like sitting there calm, like you know, like we all know what's about to happen. Nobody's dancing except Matt's doing his thing up on stage, and all of a sudden they just go, and everybody just starts thrashing in the audience. It was really cool. You're like, and it just was completely unspoken. Everybody knew that's what we were supposed to do. It was great. I'm glad that I saw it when I saw it, because this thing is so clearly dead. Like nobody is doing the Harlem Shake anymore. Like it's completely dead meme. You are anti-cool now. It has negative social currency. You are in social debt if you're doing a Harlem Shake at this point.
Yeah, the Matt and Kim edition. Is that who you saw? Yeah,
Matt and Kim. That's awesome.
There you go.
Send me that video. It might be me.
I think I can do that. Okay, yeah. I'm just gonna right now. I'll just chat it to you.
Okay.
Boom. We could probably watch this together, but...
Well, I don't know how to do that, though. This thing drives me nuts. I'm just going to look really quickly to see... Yeah. No, yeah, this wasn't us. This is a different... This isn't the Bill Graham Center.
But I like that one because it was just so huge.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool, man. that thing took off pretty amazing, and it died pretty fast too. It's kind of crazy, like what the internet can do in terms of viral, just like craziness.
Yeah. Well, and what I really like about this article is it sums up at the end what's changed and what stays the same. And basically what it says is what changed is it gets into the idea of how viral marketing works nowadays. And that there are companies that their entire purpose is to design, is to figure out what things are going viral and try to wedge themselves into them and just help things explode before they take off and to use that to leverage future business.
Right.
And then when they go into what stayed the same, they basically said, what stayed the same? Nobody but the copyright owners made money. The creators of the original videos, the dude that actually like did the 19-second clip, his YouTube video didn't get any attention. Harry Bower Rodriguez, the guy who made the song, he got a little bit of money, but he had sampled so many different songs that they're like, in the end, he's going to get like $20 for that entire thing. It's just crazy to think about. That entire thing, millions and millions and millions and millions of people watching and downloading your song is going to make him, you know, it'll be a nice little bonus this year. That's it, though. Hmm. It blows my mind to think about because, you know, and like most performing artists, they
make all their money. Fickle.
Yeah. They make most of their money on TV shows. You know, the biggest change here is that, like, Google made such a big killing off of music now, which is weird. And it's all ad revenue. But, yeah. I don't know. And it's funny. They showed the last thing they said was, Frank Miller, the dude who did the original, original video, he tweeted, "Hey, at Bauer, let's have pizza sometime." Bauer never responded. And it's just, you know, that's what it is, you know, and I don't know. It's crazy to think about that. That's, you know, it's interesting to watch these things now. And I love the fact
Bauer probably did make some iTunes music sales probably.
Well, he did, but what they were saying was that so much of the music
is sampled. That's right.
He's got to pay people. And so it's like, he ends up with a very small cut of the whole thing.
I think I did read that or he heard that perhaps, that there was one guy who he had a sample and he gets a cut of it and it was like, wow, he did nothing. And, you know, it'll be all right. Yeah, like you said, nice little bonus for the year.
You know, now I know who Bauer is, and if he shows up in San Francisco as part of a bigger set, I'll want to go see him, which was worth it to him. You know, but it's really and truly, he made a little bit of money, and it was a good advertising campaign for him.
Power of the internet.
Oh, baby, it's cool. And it's interesting to pay attention to the fact now that these things aren't entirely viral. There are people that are making a lot of money that are trying to pay attention and pop things virally, which, like, makes sense. Like, you know, we like to think of the internet as this world of, you know, whatever, but it just, you know, it makes you got to be a little more critical about it.
Feel free to turn us into a meme anytime.
Yeah, okay. Please, thank you. We'd love it.